Right on cue, Janjua Srisad, fastest off the blocks already, and she's gotten off to a real flyer right here, but this time around, Letitia is not far away. Janjua usually just quickens her stroke cycle right about this point in order to just stay in the lead and hang on for dear life. Letitia usually built on it, and those fast underwater kicks will help her as she propels in maximum propulsion on the way home. She is slightly ahead of Janjua Srisad as they go to the wall. Letitia Sirok Singapore is going to reclaim a crown in the 50 meters breaststroke, and she has done it yet again. Letitia Sim touches home in first place ahead of Janjua. This time that fast start didn't benefit the tie because Letitia's magnificent stroke cycle and the cadence that she generates in the pool gets her home first, hoping for a hat-trick of breaststroke medals. 30 seconds, is that the time? 30 seconds. That is unbelievable. She almost dipped below 30 seconds. Well, she's the only one to have gone below 31 seconds in Southeast Asia. And she has smashed Roanne's record by almost 1.29 seconds. 30 seconds. Oh, no. 31.03. As I said, they haven't really synced up the timing and scoring yet. It's still a SEA Games record. It's not her personal best, but it's still a SEA Games record as she lowers Roanne's mark of 31.29 set in 2017. That is a magnificent swim from Letitia Sim.